Biden OMB nominee Neera Tanden apologizes for anti-Republican tweets. By Sean Moran on February 9, 2021. Neera Tanden, President Joe Biden's nominee for Director of the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, apologized Tuesday for her years of publicly attacking Republicans, including many Republican senators who will vote on her confirmation. Tanden, the president and CEO of the George Soros-funded Center for American Progress, CAP, told members of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee that she had deleted more than 1,000 tweets in November because she regretted her tone and that nobody advised me at all to scrub her social media account of her controversial comments ahead of her nomination. "I deeply regret and apologize for my language and some of my past language," Tanden said. "I know I have to earn the trust of senators across the board. For those concerned about my rhetoric and my language, you know, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry for any hurt they've caused," she added. Senator Rob Portman, RO, then asked, "Did you delete the tweets because you might be nominated for this job or another job?" "I deleted tweets over many months cause I regretted the tone of my tweets," she responded. Portman continued, "I'm concerned that your personal attacks about specific senators will make it more difficult for you to work with them. Just to mention a few of the thousands of negative public statements. You wrote that Susan Collins is the worst, that Tom Cotton is a fraud, that vampires have more heart than Ted Cruz. You called Leader McConnell Moscow Mitch and Voldemort, and on and on." Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, attacked Tanden Tuesday for CAP's funding, which primarily comes from Wall Street and big tech firms. Whitney Robertson, the deputy press secretary for America Rising, said sarcastically Tuesday, "Her snarky apology just screams unity and healing." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.